Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Right, I'm a classic. It's a classic program. So here we are with what you need to know, what you want to know, all the things that are shaking, rattling, and rolling, including the story from Indonesia, which we'll get to in a matter of moments. It's November the 22nd. For those of you who haven't realized, we are 1 month away from the beginning of... You want to fill in the blank, Jay? Jay Kirshner is here with
us. The beginning of...
It's the beginning, it's beginning to look a lot like winter everywhere we go. 1 month today.
Oh, man, I'm already living that life. I'm there. I'm here.
Oh, yeah.
I've arrived.
Yeah, really. Oh, yeah. But you like wintertime.
I do. I do. I love winter. I am okay to start winter early. I'm okay to start the holiday season early.
Ah! Okay, well, you can have it. I don't want it. It's too cold for me. Yesterday I spent 4.5 hours out on a tractor with my long johns on, four shirts and things to keep me warm. It isn't so much the temperature. Yesterday the temperature high was 39, I think. It was windy, like 20, 25 miles, and the wind just cuts right through
Ooh.
You.
Yeah, that one's never fun when you have the wind into there where it's like it goes right through your skin, straight to your bones.
Right to it. Speaking of doing things and getting right to it, here's the story of L. Gianelli, who wanted to share some warm fuzzies with people living in nursing homes during all the COVID problems. So this young teenager found a creative way to do just that. This idea came out of her love for wearing silly socks.
Mm-hmm.
Right? On the golf course, she's a 16-year-old and has started Socks for Seniors, raising money on a GoFundMe page to purchase and deliver bright patterned socks and notes to those who assisted, who are in assisted living facilities. She wants to reach people in every single state. So far, she's in 40. That's quite an accomplishment in and of itself.
It really is. She's 16 and... This whole thing started when she took a field trip to a local nursing facility back in 2020, early 2020, and right before the whole world shut down. It was like, the week before the whole world shut down. Mm-hmm. And she just felt like, you know what, people need socks, but also you get silly socks to put smiles on faces.
Right. In so many places. So good. She's had the right upbringing, wouldn't you say, under the... circumstances when you look at someone who
absolutely.
Comes from that. She began by sprinkling packages around her hometown of Stockton, California. And then she and her mother decided to make a geography lesson out of all of this. So they found an assisted living center in all of these states. She got to them first by social media, and it snowballed. Wow. She has requests, look at this, from all over the world. People have heard this story. So her name is L. Gianelli, E-L-L-E. Gotta find her. Is she on Facebook, maybe on Twitter or Instagram? What is the TikTok video of her giving these?
Oh, I'm sure. She's 16. She's more than likely.
Right, there it is. Mm-hmm. That's the answer right there. She's 16. Remember this old song? She was only 16. Only 16, but that wasn't the focus of the song. Not something like this. And so as long as she doesn't get affected, and doesn't look like she will, her mother's got her well in check in terms of the right attitude, being creative, fundraising, all of that good stuff. And so if you want to contribute, this is a good thing for Thanksgiving and or Christmas. In somebody's name, go to GoFundMe and find this. It can't be that hard to find. I don't know. Do they have a particular name? It's Socks for Seniors. That's it. S-O-C-K-S.
Yeah, you can go and you can
number
Google.
Four, mm-hmm. Seniors. Yeah, right. And contribute. Help her get to the goal of being in every single state in our country and then going around the world. This would be great. This woman will have, she'll have the world. She's probably got it now. in a sense, world by the tail, as they say.
Well, yeah, right? 10 more states to go before she's completely across the nation.
Yep.
It's impressive, and to echo what you were saying, Doug, about a good upbringing, it definitely, there's the question of nature versus nurture, and sometimes it's both. Sometimes it's the good upbringing, the good people, having good people around you, but also your own nature and personality.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot of that. All right, so let's, I was talking a little bit earlier, I made reference to the quaking and shaking in Indonesia. 62 people have been killed. A lot of people, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people injured in this earthquake. 5.6 on the Richter scale. That's not that severe. Don't really consider, well, it's serious, obviously. Look at all the people that died. But usually by the, when you look at the measuring stick, by the yardstick, it's a 7 that makes it really bad. 6, 7 and up.
Mm-hmm.
But this is certainly nothing to sneeze at. 700 people injured. And the majority who died hit by buildings that were collapsing. Now, so the problem in Indonesia will be the building code and the fact that there are a lot of buildings that are there. Did I say 62 or 162? I think the number is 162.
62, yeah, 62 killed, yeah. Hundreds injured. And I'm sure as they continue to clear things out, that toll may rise.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So anyway, there was another earthquake there nearby in February. 25 people were killed there. I think they refer to this area as the Ring of Fire. But again, the biggest problem is that the buildings are not well built, and so they collapse in these circumstances. You can have a 5-6 in Los Angeles, for example. Wouldn't hurt a thing, really. I mean, it might shake up some streets and that sort of thing. But the buildings are built now, so they can take, I think, up to an 8. But over there, they have tremors all the time, and they still, because it's, I suppose people call it a third world country. I don't know. I've never been to Indonesia, so I don't
really
know.
Yeah, there's the volcanoes and fault lines, and it's just...
Yeah, right, yeah. Exactly.
And anyway. So, fortunately, the officials said that there was no risk of a tsunami occurring, which is great, but they are warning civilians of possible landslides.
Yeah. So you remember back to Christmas time 2004, I remember this well because my son and four of his friends got on a plane and went over after the tsunami in that region killed 230,000 people. Remember that earthquake? But the magnitude of the earthquake was 9.1. So a 5-6 wouldn't necessarily cause a tsunami, but that one was a real killer. And he spent a month over there with his friends working to help people, and I remember that. It wasn't like yesterday, but I certainly remember him jumping on a plane and saying, "Hey, Dad, I'm going." And he could leave his job and do, he was just out of school and the first year he had a job. Yeah, it was in there somewhere. So, but that's there's that kind of stuff that goes on because that's the way the Earth is. The Earth is continuing all the time to reshape itself. And so it's something you can't do anything about. Because it isn't, it is what it is. And so you have to live with it, learn how to live with it, and building, if you're serious about taking care of the people, then you make sure the building codes are up to snuff and will withstand something. Not a 9, you're not going to withstand, but a 5 or a 6, yeah. All right, here's something that happened around me. I didn't understand this until, Hingham, Massachusetts from here, is about 40 miles from Framingham, down on the South Shore. There's a small little shopping center there that has an Apple store in it. And for some reason, yesterday, a guy decided to drive through the front window of the Apple store. One person died, 17 others injured. The Plymouth County District Attorney says they have this fellow. First responders... found a lot of people, obviously, a lot of people were hurt. A lot of people in critical condition. The driver has, he was identified and taken to a hospital. He wasn't identified for the press. They knew who it was, obviously. So, anyway, these kinds of things, you wonder about what in the world goes on in somebody's mind that makes them, if you look at some of the footage from the scene, looking at the television last night, some of the news, the big glass hole and the blood everywhere and all that. So...
Well, they're not exactly
You take
sure.
a deep breath because you never can tell wherever you are what the heck is going on with somebody that you might be around.
Yeah, exactly. And they're not entirely sure what caused the accident. Of course, it was a high speed. Did the driver become unconscious? There's definitely an investigation is going to happen, but, ugh.
Yeah.
People just trying to get Christmas shopping on.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, let's see what's going on. Well, we got the death call here. We might as well do one more. folks who were found dead in Mexico City, remember that last week, the Airbnb? Apparently, they died of carbon monoxide poisoning.
Which is what a lot of people were suspecting, especially given what the one woman's boyfriend who had spoken to her was saying, that she was saying she felt like she was drugged, she felt sick. Just all these things, and a lot of people, it was suspected that that's what it was, but it's now been confirmed.
Carbon monoxide is deadly because it's so heavy. It pushes the oxygen
and
out.
It's odorless.
Whatever air. Yeah, you can't smell it. It's like gas. You can't smell it. They put stuff in commercial gas as smell injected into it, but this sort of thing, you can't. That's why people, when they go out, they decide they want to commit suicide, they sit in the garage and they turn the car on, and that pushes all the oxygen out of the sealed area, and bingo, that's the end of you.
One would think that carbon monoxide detectors would be mandatory in any kind of rental.
How much can you make all that, like fire and you put sprinklers in? How much of that stuff can you do? I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying, how much of it can you do?
Well, carbon monoxide detectors, they can be portable. I mean, almost if you're traveling, you can take one yourself.
Yep. All right, it's 18 after. This is Good Day.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
You can't get much for $5 these days. Unless you go to Wendy's for a $5 Biggie Bag. Get your choice of double stack, junior bacon cheeseburger, or crispy chicken BLT. Plus 4-piece nugs, fries, and a drink. All for just $5. That was smooth, wasn't it? That's how you're going to feel when you get that Biggie Bag at Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes 4-piece nuggets, small soft drink, and small fry. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Why wait to save? Dell Technologies Black Friday event arrives early with select deals on top tech to power business productivity. The savings start now with up to 48% off performance business PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, including free shipping on everything. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL for Black Friday deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Finding the right Medicare plan? Oof, no easy feat. Kind of like those dances my granddaughter loves making me do. But then I found Walgreens FindRx coverage. Lets you compare plans online, over the phone, or in person. Made Medicare shopping so easy. Plus, I found plans with low-cost copays. I can get down with that. When you need to talk Medicare, Walgreens is here. Start shopping today at walgreens.com/Medicare.
give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's 23 after the hour now. It's the Tuesday Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner, and our social media is bubbling over with all kinds of things that are going on here and around the world, including the situation in the life and times. Remember when Anne Heche, how long ago was that? Was that 2 months ago? 3 months? It seems like it was just yesterday, but it wasn't.
It does, and yet it seems like it was a year ago, too.
Was
no,
it?
No, it was only a couple months ago.
A couple of months ago, right. Anyway, mm-hmm. So there's news from the camp. There already has been one filing against her estate. There's that woman in the house, you know, the house that burned down when her car crashed.
Yeah, and that makes sense. That one adds up.
Yeah, it does. And so now there's a new claim that's been filed against her estate. We'll talk about who filed the claim after this. Time to think about MyPillow again. Right now, there's an incredible, incredible deal on the towel set at MyPillow.com. Six-piece towel set made with cotton grown in America, made in the USA, like most of the products that they sell on MyPillow. This is an extremely absorbent towel, and it still provides you with that soft feel, so you want a towel that feels good and actually dries you off. So the set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths. Usually retails for $90. Right now, you can get the set for a low $39.98 with the promo code DS. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a warranty that lasts 10 years. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, get this insane price of $39.98 with the DS code on the six-piece towel set. That's it. MyPillow.com. All right, so Anne Heche's ex, Thomas Jane, has filed a claim against her estate because he loaned her $150,000, it looks like. Mm-hmm. So the new court filing, this fellow Jane, who was first romantically linked to her in 2019, alleges he loaned the actress $157,000 and is still owed most of that. So he wants $18.77 a day in interest,
right? In growing interest. I understand the whole, like, he loaned her $157,000. He wants the money back. She agreed to repay the loan in $10,000 monthly installments, and mm-hmm. that began in August 2021. She did the first two installments and then stopped paying, and so he's paying for that. But, like, then the fact that he wants interest? Come on.
Yeah. What was their relationship? She had a lot of really interesting, I don't know if interesting is the right word for it, but relationships for a time. Didn't she live with Portia de Rossi?
Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh, Ellen DeGeneres.
She dated Ellen DeGeneres for a while.
Yeah.
Well, and it seemed like she was one of those people who had relationships, but then when the relationship came to an end, there was always a friendliness still, whether she was friends with her exes or at least they still were cordial and got along.
Yeah, well, that's a smart thing to do. Frankly, I try to do that with a lot of the people that I had. A lot sounds like I had a river full of people, but any number of people that I had relations, I always thought it was important to stay friends with them. But it's got to be a two-way street, that's for sure. So I don't know that much about this guy. Is he in Thomas Jane? Was the name of the character that Simon what's his face played in that show about the California Department of Investigations or whatever they call
them.
The
Mentalist.
What was it? The Mentalist. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah. So anyway, this is a... listen, does it tell you what this fellow is really all about? Is this... Would you expect to do the same thing? Or have
I would expect the wanting to be repaid the loan, but the interest part, that's a little absurd.
I got that from your tone. I got it. All right, 28 after this, the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, many pet care experts advise guardians to think like a parole officer. Any destructive, delinquent pet needs constant supervision and strict training. The recommended attitude is not preventative, but rather correctional, as it might be in prison. This attitude is detrimental both to the pet and to your relationship with him. If you're always correcting him, always certain that he's going to do something wrong when you're not around, you're creating a situation where only bad things can happen. Cats and dogs are not delinquent. No matter what they have done, they're not trying to get even with you. They're not committing these acts because they have become genuinely evil or some malicious streak in their personality. There's always a reason or a variety of reasons that contribute to this type of behavior. Once you've tracked down the cause, you can really get to the resolution. That's really important. The most important thing you can do as a pet guardian if you have a dog or a cat that has behavioral problems is analyze and figure out why the problem's there. Once you know the why, the resolution is real easy. But don't focus on correcting. Focus on figuring out why the problem's there in the first place. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company, have two daughters, and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
We learned overnight the suspect in a mass shooting at an LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado over the weekend is the biological grandson of Republican California Assemblyman Randy Vopel. KCRA-TV in Sacramento is reporting the assemblyman has not had a relationship with the alleged shooter, 22-year-old Anderson Aldrich, for nearly a decade. Matthew Whitaker, former acting attorney general on Newsmax, says that the current attorney general, Merrick Garland, appointing of Jack Smith, a special counsel for the Trump case, would be a cover for the Justice Department.
You know, it just appears to be just a political hatchet man.
Leilani Simon, the mother of a missing Savannah, Georgia toddler, Quentin Simon, has been charged with murder after remains were found at a landfill on Monday. Chatham County Police Chief Jeff Hadley.
All of our evidence pointed to his mother being responsible for his death and disappearance.
USA Radio News.
For the latest holiday tech gifts at great prices, Staples has you covered.
I need unbeatable prices on tech for everyone on my nice list.
Staples has you covered with the hottest tech gifts at Black Friday prices. Right now, the new Apple AirPods Pro 2nd generation is just $199 with the Staples Connect app. Plus, save up to $330 off HP, Lenovo, and Asus laptops. The latest tech gifts are at Staples, the working and learning store. Offers end 11/26. Limit one on AirPods. AirPods sale price $229 without app offer. In-store only.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Oh, that new doctor is drop-dead gorgeous.
Please, he's just another RV League-educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR. Stat.
Right away, doctor.
No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you conniving little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I'm just the lucky guy, and here I'm about to tell you why. It's strictly on account of my sweet potato pie.
How many people have sweet potato pie for Thanksgiving? How many? Raise your hands. There's probably three or four people among the 300,000 or 400,000 that may be listening in this moment.
Yeah, I feel like sweet potato casserole is more of the bigger one.
Right, yeah. There are a lot of reasons that people get sick on Thanksgiving. I think in my world, eating sweet potato pie would be one of them. I'm not a fan of that. So a lot of people do. I think that's more of a southern dish, though, anyway, isn't it? Get right down to it. It feels like a southern dish, in fact. Something you'd have down in Mississippi or Alabama. I don't mean that in a pejorative way. It just sounds like something you'd have down. Sweet potatoes are not something... I grow potatoes in my garden, regular potatoes. I love a good baked potato or mashed potatoes or potatoes that you can, Sunday morning used to be a big thing. We would make our own, you slice up. They have to be boiled first, and then you slice them up and you make home fries out of them.
Oh, those are so good.
A little salt on them. Yep, exactly. So I think we're into the holiday season, or we certainly will be by the time... Some people think the holiday season starts, good God, at Halloween. They just keep spreading it out and spreading it out. But I think one of... yesterday somebody said to me, Happy Holidays. And I was thinking about that and what it means when somebody says Happy Holidays instead of Merry Christmas to you. I've, for a long time, I kind of resisted the Happy Holidays thing because I thought it was a cop-out for
Did
people
you feel
who
like it was
politically...
a war on Christmas?
Yeah, well,
or
I don't
like
know if I thought it was a war.
Correct kind
but
of
politically
way.
Correct. Yeah. But then when you get right down to the fact, whether people realize this or not, it wasn't necessarily, it didn't start out of the political correctness movement. It started out of respect because actually from today through January 24th, there are 14 different holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them are religious. I guess it depends on how you define religion. So, but I think when somebody says happy holidays to you, you might think about that and just thank them.
Yeah,
because they're
encompassing everything.
Right, exactly. Yeah, it's called respect. And it's not necessarily the war on Christmas. So something mm-hmm. to think about from the good news department. This is from the bad news department. The situation in Colorado that we were talking about yesterday, the suspect in that shooting in the nightclub, 5 dead, dozen injured, arrested on murder charges. The charges are preliminary. He's 22 years old. This is another angry white kid, right? It's all these angry white kids. This kid went in, shot
that's
up.
That's why it's suspected that it's a hate crime because it was a club, an LGBTQ club.
Yeah. And they had some, last year they had something in Colorado Springs too, didn't they? Seems to me something happened. Somebody blew a bomb up in one of these place like this. I think that was in Colorado Springs last year, if memory serves me correctly.
It's sad to say that I feel like this is happening so often. They're all blurring together, and that's so bad.
Yep. All right. Those of you who are worried about taking the train for Thanksgiving, there's a railroad strike in the, well, I don't know if there's going to be one by Thanksgiving, but the railroad worker unions have rejected the deal that was proposed or brokered by the Biden administration. This has been going on for a couple of months. So now there's concern over a general strike. The deadline for the contract to be redone, I think, is December 12th, if I'm not mistaken. The negotiations have been working on. There actually are 12 different railroad worker unions, and they all have to approve the contract. Otherwise, it fails.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who put this together so that they all came together at the same time, but whoever did is genius as far as the unions are concerned and a moron as far as the public is concerned. Why would you have all of the unions that work in the railroads, why would you have their contract all
because
up at the same time?
Because aren't they all doing the same thing? It's just different cargo, whether it is material objects
The agreement
or
that they
or...
put forth sees a 25% retroactive pay hike. This is, I've always had it in for the railroad workers' unions. I don't like unions to begin with, but this.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
All right. This on? There's a nationwide problem with the Internet. Just as a backgrounder, you heard me talking, and then you didn't hear me talking, and Jay was talking, and then she stopped talking. Well, at least the commercials worked. But what happens sometimes, we've had plenty of technical problems since our move to USA Radio, no question about that. But most of those, if not all of them, have been dealt with. And so when you have something that happens, when everything, and I'm betting that a lot of you who are on a computer, there was a two-way exchange of whatever information going on. For about 14 seconds, there was a burp. And that, it happens. It doesn't happen often, but that was what just happened to me. So in the middle of the sentence talking about the railroad unions, did you hear me say that they are the root of all evil? And I didn't quite put it that way, but I kind of was
that you don't like unions, period, but really no. you are against the railway unions.
Well, they've got on the table a 25% retroactive pay increase. Who has that? Where is there another organization, another agreement, where there is you get 25% more and it goes back 2 years? Where do you, I don't, these people, what are they looking at? They don't, you know, I've seen how, as a matter of fact, I met a guy when I was taking a train ride to New York. The fast train for Boston to New York and then Washington is called the Acela. And they have these trains are pretty much, they're like some of the newer planes. They fly themselves. Once you get them started, then they go on their own. So there are all kinds of things. And the men and women who, and that's another thing, the unions, notoriously, the railroad unions have been pretty sexist. They have not allowed women to be engineers. They haven't allowed them to be brakemen, you know, all of this stuff. And there's still a lot of jobs that are unnecessary because of advancements in technology. So anyway, I don't mean to go off on this. I just find it unusual. I read through the contract details online, mostly because I love transportation. Trains mm-hmm. have always fascinated me. Out in Boone, Iowa, we were heard every day. I went to visit there, I don't know, maybe 10, 12 years ago, may have been longer ago than that. And they have a local railroad club, and they have an old train and an engine. I remember the general manager of the station brought me over, and the engineer put me up into the cab. It was the most exciting thing. I love
that
kind of stuff.
Oh, that's so cool.
We drove the train. We were driving the train around. It was one of those old GM locomotives from the 1940s and 50s. When you look at some of the early commercial, sort of fast trains, that was the memory that I have of those locomotives. And it was just, it was fabulous. I remember that. I would like to do it again. Maybe I could get the folks in Boone to invite me back and take another train ride. At any rate, I just find this new, if we have a strike at Christmas time, it'll cost the country $2 billion a day.
Mm-hmm.
And now, what does that do for inflation? I got my monthly bill yesterday for a mortgage that I have on a piece of property that's just an interest-only carry for a year. And the rate is now up to 8.5%. It's crazy. It can't be sustained. The mortgage rates are going down, but the interest rates on loans like that are following what do they call it? It's not cyborg, but whatever the standard is. And it's not doable. You can't, business isn't sustained with money that costs that
mm-hmm.
much. And then this other thing, I'd like to think that the people are smart enough to fix this. And if not, Congress can intervene.
One would hope.
Yeah. No, they can. There's a law that allows. But again, back to the basic question of whether I was heard when I said this or not. Who in their right mind put the 12 rail worker unions together so that their deal all expires on the same day? That's craziness. Nuts. The World Cup, those of you who are following it, continuing, U.S. and Wales had a 1-1 draw. So why do they do that? Why don't they just keep playing until somebody wins? What's the point of having a 1-1 draw?
Well, it's also a point system. So there's still more games to be played. It's not like you lose one game, you're completely out of the tournament. So, yeah, and that's just the way it is with soccer, because you have the overtime, you have the extra minutes, and at the end of all of it, it's done.
Yeah. I don't know. I see very little point in playing that way. It just doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But listen, came to me. Remind me to talk about this on the farm, family, and food portion of the program.
Okay.
How do you know if a restaurant is good?
That's a good one. That's a great topic.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, but we'll save that for the. Anyway, the World Cup, was it Iran? They didn't sing the national anthem. Was this game the Wales? Was that in Iran? Why am I seeing Iran? The story about Iran.
In Qatar, and the U.S. will play Iran on Tuesday. So we take on England on Friday, Iran on Tuesday, and we'll see what happens with those games.
All right, for those of you who are following the latest from NASA, Artemis 1 last week, the launch, big deal, right? That was a really big deal. It has completed its lunar flyby. Came within 81 miles of the moon. How about that? There's no clue on the spacecraft, but it's going to orbit the moon now for the next week. Here I am. I'm sitting here. If I was on Facebook, there are a lot of people who want me to do the program so they can see me in the studio, and I'm just I'm doing the round and round with my finger around a make-believe ball. At any rate, the spacecraft goes around the moon for the next week, and then it goes out, headed for Mars, and then it comes back to the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
This is quite the mission plan. I just find, again, this is kind of like all transportation things excite me. The planes, the trains.
Exciting.
Yeah. I've been on a cruise for a long time, and I was looking at going on a cruise just for a weekend by myself.
Can we do the show from the cruise? A cruise? Can we do that?
Well, we could probably put together a listener cruise. That I've done 4 or 5 times over the course of this program.
Oh, it's time to do it again.
It is. Okay. You can be in charge of that, just to see what kind of... They're dying for promotional stuff. I don't say dying, isn't it? They're eager for promotional stuff, all right? The Ukrainians are evacuating civilians from liberated areas in the southern region because they're worried about the Russians, but because they don't have any power. They don't have any heat. They don't have any water. The Russians have blown up all the infrastructure, so they're trying to get people out of there and move them to the north, which, of course, is cold as you know what. You think it's bad here in the wintertime. Northern parts there in Russia and stuff, oof, a horrible place to be in the wintertime. At any rate, but they are... they're more than holding their own. They're pushing the Russians out, but it's taking time and lots of money. It's 10 before the hour here on Good Day.
This is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
For 20 years, I've been an afternoon napper, usually for about 30 minutes, but never longer than an hour. I justified this behavior by observing that animals take quiet times in the afternoon. All five cats go quiet, as does the dog. The chickens all sit quietly under a tree for about 90 minutes every afternoon. The wild birds say nor sing anything during this time. All goes quiet. Since beginning daily use of Your Way, I've not taken an afternoon nap, nor has the thought of taking one ever entered my mind. I'm single and homeschool my three children. I feel I'm a bit calmer and a bit more alert in managing them since using Green Meadow Way. Finally, I've been tortured with sciatic nerve pain for the last year. After a month on Green Meadow Way, the improvement has been great, and I hope for a complete release from that energy and life-sucking malady.
Call 888-988-3322. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Ready for the farm? Excuse me, the funny farm. No, not here. We're in a series about farm food and family on the Good Day program. And so we have our daily recall. Let's see what was in the list today or included in the list is lactaid cottage cheese has been recalled because of plastic in the product. Good God. Here's a company called Mahedron Milk Products recalling lactaid brand 4% milk fat minimum cottage cheese. I suppose it's minimum milk fat. Maybe that's a misplaced modifier. Anyway, the Canadian Food Agency recalled this, and it's not known how much of it. This is basically been sold up in Ontario and Quebec, but some of it can certainly make its way down into America. So it's probably pretty good. There's a chance this stuff all comes out of the same factory. So if you have lactaid brand cottage cheese, you ought to bring it back to the store. A lot of people in hotels and restaurants have been told the same thing. Don't use it. Don't eat it. Bring it back and get your money back.
Well,
right?
I guess it's so difficult with the quality control. If the machinery breaks somewhere and people, human beings, are not actively involved in whatever that specific process is, it seems like we just keep having this more often than not, that it's not some kind of foodborne illness. It's random pieces of equipment breaking off into the food.
Right, exactly. All right, so coming up, we have a focus on Heinz 57, their ketchup bottle. How about, well, I know there are probably more important things happening in your life, but I think we should talk about ketchup, and we will, because I'm the boss, and happens right after this.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FREE for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FREE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FREE for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
All right, I was talking earlier about restaurants and places that you shouldn't eat, or how do you know what the right place, where is a good place to go and where is not a good place to go. I guess it depends. A lot of times you can find these things out. I found, I'm not a Yelper per se, but my children have taught me, because whenever we go out to dinner, like whenever I'm out there, we eat at home half the time, we go out to dinner half the time, because it's more fun to have dinner out
when
we can share a lot of laughs and whatever else is going on. But particularly at this time of year, people are, restaurants are cooking because there are a lot more people. This week is the busiest week, believe it or not, in terms of restauranting. People, we all think about eating at home, but Thanksgiving Day is the biggest day other than Christmas. And the reason Christmas is, the restaurants that are actually open on Christmas do a box land office business. But on Thanksgiving Day, there are more and more restaurants. Pretty much every restaurant is open on Thanksgiving because it's about eating.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are a lot of people that are cooking stuff, and they grab whatever they can grab. And there's a lot of foodborne illness. One of the things we talk about here are the things that you should not buy, and or if you bought it, bring it back because there's a recall. But a lot of people are just grabbing, especially because there's a shortage of turkey and beef and gravies and, believe it or not, soups this year. So as people, unless they're handmade, a lot of times the utensils don't get sanitized. But the point is that if you look for recommendations, you will find the track record of these restaurants on Yelp and probably other social media as well, right, Jay? Under the circumstances?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right.
But even if you just type into the search bar of Twitter or Instagram or whatever, people take pictures. They don't even have to go to review sites. They just put it on their own social media and you can see.
The folks at Heinz have spent 180 hours redesigning their ketchup bottle to be 100% recyclable. So if you're looking for a good reason to buy Heinz ketchup and you're a recycler, here it is, the redesigned plastic top. It's completely recyclable. Let's hear it. Hip, hip, hooray for Heinz. All right, 59 past the hour.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.